We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Joining us live on the 1010 Winds Newsline, Dr. Renald Panettiere, Vice Chancellor for Translational Medicine and Science at Rutgers University. Doctor, thank you so much for being with us.
Yes, good morning.
Pleasure. Good morning. Is there any reason that this vaccine from Pfizer would not get an okay from the FDA?
Well, the FDA approves efficacy and safety. So I'm sure at this point with the EUA going forward, they're closely looking at the safety signature of the vaccine. But by all accounts, this is a safe vaccine. So I think it's going to go through pretty smoothly.
Okay. And, you know, and yet, doctors, some people are skeptical. They say, my goodness, this is fast to clear a vaccine. Somebody on our Twitter feed writing to Wynn saying, was it really cleared? Do we need to be skeptical about this or no?
No, I don't think so. I think all eyes are on the development, the clinical development of the vaccines. There's many companies in play. I think the comment here is that, you know, we haven't had a pandemic in 100 years. This was all hands on deck and full throttle forward. So I don't think there was any cutting of corners. I think people stood up to the challenge, worked incredibly long and hard hours, and recruited quite aggressively so that we would have an answer to this pandemic.
Well, that is very, very encouraging to hear. Let's talk a little bit about what happens next. So Pfizer saying it's 95% effective. It goes to the FDA. We're expecting clearance. When could the first Americans start getting the shot?
You know, Anthony Fauci had suggested that it was unlikely we were going to have a vaccine by the end of the year. I think the good news here is we may have, truthfully, some people getting vaccinated before year's end. To whom will the vaccine go initially? Well, it'll be first responders, the healthcare workers who are manning the front lines. They have to take care of individuals who are ill. So I think that will likely be the first go. And then it'll be those who have immunocompromised conditions likely the next go. It's not who's going to get it, but how. I think the logistics here, and consider, you know, the logistics of vaccinating millions of people, just the logistics of producing that many doses is formidable. Mm-hmm. It also has issues around the freezer stability. The Pfizer product has to be at an ultra cold freezer to prevent it from degrading. So there are some logistic hurdles that we have to face.
Yeah. So for the Pfizer vaccine, which needs to be frozen, where then would you go to get the vaccine? Would it be a local pharmacy? Or would it be a vaccine center set up by the government?
Yeah, that's a very good question. The freezer that's required is minus 80 centigrade. That is minus 96 Fahrenheit. So that is that's about five times colder than your typical freezer that you have in your kitchen. These devices are require certain types of electricity. So they're going to have to be distribution centers that are going to be strategically located that can then distribute to sites for the vaccination. So there's an mm-hmm. entire logistics that has to be worked out now. The typical retail pharmacy does not have access to this kind of a freezer. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there are some hurdles.
Yeah. Fewer hurdles for the Moderna vaccine, because it seems like longer than this. But just this Monday, we got word from Moderna that their vaccine was 94.5% effective. And I had read, doctor, and correct me if I'm wrong about this, that the Moderna vaccine didn't need that type of refrigeration that we've just been talking about.
You're absolutely correct. In the development of the Moderna vaccine, they must have had a special sauce, so to speak, that it does not require the ultra refrigeration that the Pfizer does. Now, both of these have the same platform. They are mRNA vaccines. Both will require two doses. The differentiator there is the Moderna product will not need the ultra refrigeration compared to Pfizer. So the logistics may be somewhat simplified.
Okay. Dr. Reynold Panettiere, Vice Chancellor for Translational Medicine and Science at Rutgers University, thank you so much for speaking with us this morning.
Have a great day and be safe. Thank you.
You as well.